Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, where we're all chewing gum today.
Well, I just swallowed mine.
You should never swallow.
Why?
Only bad girls swallow. It's Sunday, random Sunday, recorded early on in the day with people that are never on the show. So, no, look at the roster we got today. No Jesse, no Tanner, no Lindsay, no Zach, no Jordan. I think that's about it. Nobody else will come near the show because it gets real racist.
It feels right.
It does feel
right. Not the racism, but...
don't take away my heritage.
Heritage.
It's my right to call them the N-word. We done now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next to me, we have Ethan Craig Miles.
Hello.
Making his return to the show after a... you went on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
A lot of rebel flags. I went to Tennessee.
That's true. You messaged me on Facebook and told me to save you from all the heritage.
Yeah. It was really kind of awkward. And my parents, they agree with the rebel flag. So aww. I'm like, I don't know who I can talk to who won't get mad.
The Podzilla listeners. Yeah. I think there's still a handful that support the rebel flag. And that's fine. If you support the rebel flag, that's fine. We've said it before. You have a right to support whatever you want. It's because I don't agree with it. Doesn't make me right or you wrong. But you're wrong. Down at the end of the table, we have the intellectual of the Podzilla group. He's got his hand on his chin. He's got that smart look right now. It's Tater, CJ Tatum.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the show. You were on a Sunday show a month ago?
Yeah, I was also out of town for the last week.
You went to Chicago?
Yeah.
How was Chicago?
Where
did you go,
flags.
Ethan? I forget.
I went to, like, Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, yeah, then you're going to get heritage flags all over the place. CJ was in Chicago, where
not
I assumed
as, not nearly as many.
No heritage flags.
Not nearly as many.
But you didn't die.
I didn't die.
That's the important
it
thing.
It seemed like a pretty nice place, where I went, at least. I didn't see, you know, I didn't witness any drive-by shootings. I didn't...
No murders?
No murders. No crime. No mobsters. No...
Well, they don't have mobsters there anymore. I'm pretty sure it's just gangbangers.
I mean, it was. It seemed like a pretty nice place where I went.
Yeah, my friend Chad just moved up there. He was down over the weekend while you were gone. My friend Chad was down here. Do you remember Chad Green from Mounds?
No,
Old friend of ours and grew up with me. But yeah, he lives in Chicago now. And the first thing I told him when he posted on Facebook moving to Chicago, I said, you know, rest in peace, because I assumed he was going to die soon. So far, that's not been the case, and I'm really happy about that. So it was great seeing you, Chad. If you're listening to this, and I know you're not. Hope you're safe up in Chicago, and CJ, glad you came back alive.
Thank you. I had a pretty good time. I drank a lot.
I heard about that. Like I said, you were doing a Leaving Las Vegas thing where you drank yourself stupid.
I had my first drink on the train up there, and I had my last drink on the train back down.
And in between that time, were there more drinks?
Yeah, there were more drinks between the train trips, and it was lucky that I was up there visiting a friend and he drove everywhere, because I was probably not okay to drive during a good 90% of the duration of my trip.
Did you have the suntan lotion, but it was actually
no
liquor, like in It's
no.
Always Sunny?
I never drank in public. I never like took my drinks out into the world. I would always just get nice and loaded before he drove me out to the mall or wherever we went.
That's what you want to do. You want to get nice and drunk before you go out into Chicago. One of the highest murder rates in the country. Well, I'm glad you both are here. I think this should be fun. Or it won't be. Or it'll be terrible.
Yeah.
We won't know until the show's over.
Probably the latter.
What I used to do on the show is I would bring in a clipboard, and I would talk about various topics, because we did a roundtable discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Asa brought the point to me that it seems to go better when we just kind of talk. You just let it flow out.
Yeah.
You just open the hole and see what falls out of you, you know? The hole being your mouth.
Ethan. Right.
Thanks for clearing it up.
Ethan, how big is your mouth hole?
This big.
That big? if you're talking about mouth holes and people, and CJ, you know where I'm going with this. And,
no, I don't, actually. What are you talking about?
People opening their mouth hole when they shouldn't. Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oh, Donald fucking Trump.
He has like the biggest mouth ever.
He has the biggest mouth hole. I saw a clip on Conan last night, or it was from a couple days ago, where they cast the Republican debate movie, and playing Donald Trump was a bullfrog with a toupee.
Seems about right.
Donald Trump, what a howling shit chasm of a human being.
The whole reason we're doing this morning is because CJ and I started talking about Donald Trump last night, and I thought, man, we got to get this on the air.
Yeah.
This is gold.
I wouldn't piss down his throat if his lungs were on fire.
Do you follow politics much, Ethan?
I do not, but I want to stay informed.
And even though you don't keep up with politics much, you know who Donald Trump is. You know what he's about, which is sheer stupidity.
And money.
Yeah, you can't take that away from him. The dude is loaded.
Yeah, but I will take that away from him a little bit because he wasn't born poor by any stretch. The spoon was still silver. Yeah, he's a little bit old money.
Yeah. But he turned that old money into a lot of more new money.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, all this
bullshit that he's always spouting about, like, I had to make my own way in life and everything like that. No, the fuck you didn't, Donald Trump.
He had heritage.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of heritage than you were used to in Tennessee. But
he's a lot more old money than he would have you believe.
But he is, you know, all jokes aside, he is the biggest threat to the Republican Party that is out there right now. It's not Hillary. It's not whoever. I don't know.
It's not Obama deciding to run for a third term, which he's not going to fucking do, Fox.
You know, I think legally he can't.
He can't.
Yeah.
He literally can't.
Fox News.
He's had his run.
But he made a comment at one point that said,
oh, if you could run for a third.
He said, you know, if I ran a third time, I think I could win. But I'm not going to do that because that's not how it is and that's not how it should be. And Fox News just fucking ran with that first part of the comment. Like, oh, Obama is trying to say that he might try to run for a third term. No, he's fucking not.
Yeah, let's
they
not.
Treated it like, listen to the goddamn
I will
context.
Rise again. Like the South.
Yeah. Now let me be clear. You have not heard the last of Roxanne Ball.
Let's not forget that Trump. Remember when Obama ran for the first time? Trump was the biggest voice saying, you know, show me your birth certificate.
If Trump wins the nomination for the Republican Party, I'm going to start an online petition demanding his birth certificate.
Well, that's the problem. That's what I wanted to talk about. Is that Trump is a loaded gun for the Republican Party. It's a gun to their head.
Yeah.
Because if they don't back Trump, if Trump runs independently, he will crush the Republican Party. Because even though Trump
because
is
he'll
a
run
joke,
on his own.
He'll run independent. And even though Trump is a joke, there are so many people that are buying into his Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
They are swallowing it by the gallons.
You see, I think, like I said to you the other night, I think Obama being president drove all the crazies out of hiding. Like the birthers and
the heritage people.
And he's a secret Muslim, you know.
Oh, God.
And like, oh, he was actually born in Kenya. Socialism and death panels and blah, blah, blah. They want grandma to eat dog food. Blah, 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 blah.
There is somebody
all
I know.
These people.
There's somebody I know. I don't want to name names. I may have actually said it on the show before, but in case I didn't, I'll try to protect him this time. Ethan's got his head in his hand like he's disappointed in life right now. They believe that Obama supports after-birth abortions.
Are you, what
the fuck is
meaning
that?
That they just kill the kid and toss
you
it in the
garbage. You mean the murder of newborn babies?
Yes. But that he's trying to spearhead an initiative to pass this and create this new after-birth abortion and make it legal. Which, from what I understand, generally now, and CJ, you're the legal expert, that's called murder.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So,
I mean, there's all this debate about, like, oh, when does life actually start, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure it starts at the latest at birth.
Yeah. If the baby is out of the woman, that's probably a life at this point.
If it's, like, crying.
If it's crying, yeah.
It's alive.
All right. Shannon, you're not going to say it out loud,
okay,
not into the microphone, but I just have to know who believes that.
I'm going to cover my mic real quick. All right, I want all you listeners right now to put your hands over your ears and go la 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 for about 5 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Did not see that coming from that guy.
The looks on the face. Pretty intelligent
person.
And you know, Donald Trump seems intelligent.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's intelligent. The thing with Donald Trump is that, like you said, the crazies are out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And they want someone who doesn't look like everybody else.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is that guy, because Donald Trump, he's not afraid to say what he feels, but that doesn't necessarily mean he'd be a great president. Just being brutally honest or a big dickhead like Donald Trump does not equal great president. It equals asshole that no one else is going to like. We're going to go to war with every country when Trump gets in the office.
You know,
France.
And I think,
because they're assholes too.
You know, because I think,
fuck
I think
you, that, France.
I think that Trump is like the one Republican candidate right now that really is not concerned with being political about anything. Like,
no.
Do you remember when McCain ran and this old lady got up on stage at one of McCain's rallies like, I don't trust Obama. And she said, he's an Arab. I don't trust him. And McCain had to immediately like, no. First of all, that's not true. Second of all, it wouldn't matter if he was.
Yeah.
You know, trying to be political, trying to be tactful about this whole
respectful
thing.
Respectful. Now I remember
trying
why
to be a decent human being. Trying to be a decent Good human call. Being. I think Trump, if Trump were in McCain's spot during that one point,
he would agree with her.
And that old lady was like, I don't trust Obama because he's an Arab. It would have been like, you know, I was not aware of that. maybe we should consider. Maybe we. I'll have my people look into that. Thank you, ma'am.
He literally carries around a giant fan so he can fan the flames of hatred.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump, this is what confuses the shit out of me about Donald Trump is. What when he first announced his candidacy or his run for the Republican Party?
Yeah,
he said that Mexicans were rapists. They're coming across the border. They're rapists. They're drug dealers. That should have killed his career, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's more popular than ever because the crazies really love. There was a commercial that Mike Tyson did for Funny or Die, where he played Herman Cain, and he said the thing that Republicans love more than something is crazy, and he's crazier than a shithouse rat. Well, Donald Trump takes that shithouse rat and mutates it into a gigantic fireball of shithouse, crazy, white, rich, I'll make you rich. He's like a rich Basil Marceau.com.
Basil Marceau.com.
Yeah. Ethan, you know Basil Marceau?
.com.
Oh, you got to learn about that one.
I do.
We'll put a link up.
if Trump didn't confuse you with that, well, then they had the Republican debates the other night, and did you watch that?
No, but I've heard about it, and goddamn.
So Trump is a Republican, and this is on Fox News. Fox News is the home for Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that, Ethan.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
Anybody that tries to tell you with a straight face that Fox News is not a right-wing network...
And I know those people. The same people that tell me that they're trying to kill babies after they're born would try to convince me of that.
Well, Fox is just a plain old journalism network. That's the only network that has any journalistic integrity anymore.
Fair and balanced is the
right,
key.
Right, sure.
Yeah. Well, during that debate, Megyn Kelly, who, if you don't remember who Megyn Kelly is, she's the one that said a couple years ago that there's just a white Santa. Santa's just white. Because she was offended by all of these multiracial Santas that they're trying to pull off. She said on the air... Kids, Santa's just white. And got in a huge shitstorm of trouble over that. A lot of people said she was being satirical. She didn't mean it. Well, there's a rule that if you say it on the air, it means you said it on the air.
Yeah.
You know? It's out there now. Well, she was the one doing the questions. And my favorite part of it was when she asked Trump about all the horrible things he said about women.
Yeah.
And then remember, this is a Republican network attacking a Republican candidate.
Yeah,
this is unheard of.
So it's like it's
a person on
cannibalism.
A Republican network.
It's like cannibalism. Yeah,
yeah, a person on a Republican network that works for the Republican network, and she's like known to be just as right wing.
Yeah,
as
toe
the
corporate
of
line. Yeah,
and she's going after him for sexism.
Which his response to that
was, "Oh, she just must be on her period."
Well, no, this one was. It was he said. It was. I was just talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was just talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Which I don't like Rosie O'Donnell either, but give me a fucking break, man. But then on CNN the next day or the day after, when asked about Megyn Kelly, because he assaulted Megyn Kelly online, Donald Trump he made it his personal mission to make her look like a piece of garbage, thereby making himself look like a piece of garbage for doing it. And he said to Don Lemon on CNN, who's also kind of a joke, that you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Yeah.
Come on,
oh,
dude.
Oh, she just must be she must have just been on her period.
It's just
you know how those ladies are.
It's just that time of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
it's
know
just
how those
that time of the
are.
Month. So now the Republican Party is again in the toughest situation they possibly could be in, because they can't get rid of Trump. If they get rid of Trump, he doesn't need their money. You said it. He's got plenty of money. He doesn't need their money. He'll be rich no matter what. He'll run his own campaign, and he will.
And he'll take all the crazies away from the Republicans.
Right. So when you split the, he's like, to the Republican Party, he is the, what's the guy that used to run independent? Ralph Nader. He's the Ralph Nader of the Democrats.
Yeah.
You know? So Trump could destroy the Republican Party. They have no choice but to back him, but you can tell they don't like him.
Yeah.
They want him gone.
Yeah. You see, Obama being president drove all the crazies out of hiding, I feel. And Trump is a person that can afford to publicly voice all the opinions that that the crazies, you know, will only talk about in private or forward in emails.
Right.
You know, well, he was born in Kenya and he's a secret Muslim and
he's killing babies.
And he wants to kill babies and death panels and they want to make grandma eat dog food and everything like that.
They're getting the military ready to take over the country. And
yeah, they're going to invade Texas. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to invade Texas.
People are fucking crazy.
People are stupid.
Yeah, but he's someone who can afford to publicly espouse those crazy ass opinions.
And get away with it.
And get away with it.
And he's
so the crazies fucking love this guy. He's like one of their chain emails in a person.
He's like Michelle Bachmann just turned up to 11.
Yeah.
He is and he's got the Republicans by the balls. He's just grabbing them like, do something. Yeah. And that actually makes me, if he wasn't such a despicable piece of shit, I would almost respect him for his honesty.
Mm-hmm.
The sad fact though is that his honesty makes him a terrible person.
It's like he's a cartoon character almost.
That's what we were saying before the show, is that he is a character of himself. Like, he is a SNL skit about a guy on the Republican Party. He is his own parody. And he's getting away with it. Wake up, America!
You can't satire Donald Trump because... No matter what you
Spit it out, boy!
Whatever you satirize him as saying, he will have said something worse already.
And got away with it.
Yeah.
And went up in the polls another 7%.
Yeah.
That's true.
But
this holds the promise.
He's winning.
But this holds the promise of such a meteoric rise like this is sure to be followed by a meteoric fall.
That's what I'm waiting for. It's like,
I can't wait to fucking see this man crash and burn and destroy himself. I cannot fucking wait to see Donald Trump just going crazy up on stage behind a podium and like,
the hair flies off.
Like, his hair flies off and he's licking himself and rolling around on the stage.
It's just another Miley Cyrus.
Or Britney Spears going nuts type thing.
I can't wait to see his crash and burn because no one in the world will have deserved it more.
No, but he'll still be rich.
But he'll still be rich. I don't care. I just want to see him crash and burn and lose all of these delusions that he has that tell him that he could be president.
Well, the good news, he's pretty much hemmed up the vote for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Unless something goes bad with Donald Trump, the Democrats have won the next presidential election.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who they run against them, because I'm not a huge opponent to Rand Paul. I like Rand Paul. I think he's a pretty good guy. Chris Christie, you know, I liked Star Wars. I liked him in Star Wars as Porkins, the rebel pilot. Because he's fat.
I always found that odd to, like, how knowing do you think they were when they made that Star Wars movie where Porkins? Why is Porkins the fat guy? Why did they have to name Porkins the fat guy?
For the record, we're now moving away from Donald Trump, the piece of garbage, and we're going to talk about Star Wars.
The howling shitchasm of a human.
So what I always wondered about Star Wars when it came to Porkins is, did they write that character and then go, we need a fat guy to play a character named Porkins? Or were they just filming and they're like, we need another pilot, and the only one available was this 450-pound guy.
And they didn't have a name in the script.
Yeah.
And so Mark Hamill was just like in the cockpit set improvising and like, okay, that guy over there, he just got shot. Which guy? No. Porkins, no!
And somebody was like, run with it.
Run with it.
Yeah.
He was so good with his fat rolls. I don't know.
That's the best thing. And
when you look back at Porkins, like stills of Porkins through the movie, the uniform and the helmet barely fit.
I can't,
The helmet just kind of sat on top of his head, and his neck was just sort of pouring out of the bottom.
It added more rolls, like, on top of his head.
Like, I don't know, like, Porkins just did not fit into his costume.
I can't help but wonder what military training did he pass to become an X-Wing pilot?
I don't know.
No wonder he's a pilot. It's the only job in the military they had where he didn't have to move around.
Yeah.
But you do have to have, like, a stable heartbeat. I found that out.
So. And plus, he had all those fat rolls hanging over his eyes. He could barely see the enemy.
Yeah, the guy, like, barely fucking fit into his into his uniform, because look at this guy.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Look at this fucking guy.
It was,
that's not doctored or anything. He's just sitting there like, oh, Red 5.
It was April Fool's coming. Day.
He's sitting there with some intergalactic Twinkies eating them in between the battles.
It was April Fool's Day, and the people who were, like, allowing people to go in, they're like, you know what would be funny? If we allowed some fat guy named Porkins in, just for shits and giggles.
And if he didn't have a name in the movie already, and Star Wars came out, and he told his family, hey, I've got a cameo in the Star Wars movie. I was just on set, and they asked me to be one of the pilots. Oh, cool. And then they watched it,
they
and in the credits, his name
premiere,
is Porkins.
They go to the premiere, and the only time his name is mentioned is when Mark Hamill's screaming, Porkins, no!
That's better than his original name, which was Fatty Fat Fat Fatty. You know?
Yeah.
Fat
like,
made a noise to be
you blubber. Piece of garbage.
Yeah, like, the guy's real name must be, like, Fatty McBlubber Haunches or something.
If Fat made a noise, it'd be blubber.
So the question the question comes up is, was his actual name Porkins, or was that just his nickname?
Because I'm hoping his name wasn't actually Porkins, and that Mark Hamill just made the shit up.
I'll say either his family was really mean, or his co-pilots were really mean.
Yeah.
All right, there's Shatterstar, there's Deadeye, there's Porkins.
Yeah. Like, there's Wiggs. I mean, there's
Biggs and Wedge.
There's Wedge and Biggs, and, you know, Darklighter and whatever their names are. And there's Porkins over there. Catch up, Porkins.
I'm trying. I'm trying to catch up. It's really big. It's a really big space I have to run across, guys.
And then a guy just walks over and just puts a Twinkie on his head. Then he starts.
Yeah. It's like the carrot and stick.
That's exceptionally mean.
Cup on the forehead. Yeah.
He would have been at the Death Star faster, but he had to start off at an intergalactic McDonald's.
Yeah.
And grab a,
which, oh, God. Grab McDonald's a going intergalactical. Oh, that's weird to think.
Just think about that someday. All the aliens are going to be fat and out of shape.
Yeah.
Luke. I am your father.
Eat at McDonald's, you must.
I'm on the keto diet.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. We can't go through one goddamn show without offending someone. Christ almighty. Speaking of intergalactic and space, I just pulled up something. It just randomly appeared on my GameSpot. I didn't have it up or anything. The boss of Xbox One, Phil Spencer, has played over 300 hours of Destiny.
Good God.
Neat.
It's pretty good for a guy that's traveling the country constantly.
It's
and
good
doing
to,
a job.
It's yeah. good to know that he's a leader of a company.
That he's supporting his own games.
Yeah, I mean, they probably got like a satellite internet uplink on his private jet or something to where he can fly when he's in, I mean, he can play when he's in transit. Cause that seems like the only way.
Well, of course,
the comment section is all about like, I bet he gets people to play it for him. Because the internet's assholes and they.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, they don't care. They just believe whatever you, whatever. They're the same kind of people that are going to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, if you give, like, there's a sociological law that says that if you give someone a microphone and anonymity, it's just sure to bring out the worst in that person.
You think his username is Porkins?
No.
Not this guy. He's way too skinny. Something else I saw in the news I wanted to ask you about, especially CJ, because you're our legal export. We're going to send you to France.
Okay.
We're going to send you to Nashville.
All right.
Maybe you can get shit done down there.
All right.
So this is a guy in Texas, Jostin Bundy. The name Bundy, you know, has got to be good.
Yeah, he's got to be a winner if he's named Bundy.
I just think of Married with Children.
Exactly. Well, he got in a fight with his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend, and the judge gave him a choice. 15 days in jail, or he has to marry his girlfriend because she was important enough to get in a fight over. She must be important enough to marry. Can you do that legally?
Like,
I don't
know,
but I don't think you should, even if you can.
I feel like you shouldn't strike a deal with the person you're judging.
Well, I mean, there have been stories about this like forever, like where a judge, you know, comes up with a novel punishment for a person that's found guilty of a crime. But man, it's just so stupid when judges do that. I feel
the creative judges, the one that gives you the weird sentencing.
Yeah,
you
know? Like that. The crime that this guy has committed has a punishment written up in the law for a reason. Use it.
Yeah.
Like, what would he actually go to jail for? How severe was the beating?
Probably assault.
Yeah, bodily assault with bodily injury. I mean, it's a 15-day. I would just take the 15 days. Obviously, it's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a 15-day sentence versus a life sentence.
Yeah, but then...
Don't tell Lindsay that. they also are making him write out a Bible verse 25 times a day.
What the fuck?
Like, this isn't that's grade so, school, guys. That's
so goddamn Proverbs 26, stupid. 27.
What's it say?
Oh, I don't know. Let me message Nate
real Numbers quick. 26, 27. What about 28, 29, 30, 31, 32? But no, that's so those goddamn stupid. Shit,
yeah, it is stupid. I mean,
that's so fucking stupid.
I just don't see how that's legal. I really don't.
Like,
oh,
I used to do that when I got in trouble in middle school.
Yeah, they'd make you write out an apology on the chalkboard or whatever.
Yeah.
And then made you marry your second grade sweetheart.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could probably sue the judge and get some kind of, like, judgment in his favor.
Let's make this guy rich. Yeah.
For
he becomes using another religion
in the punishment.
And marriage.
We just need to do is just what we need to do is just get Judge Judy to...
Or Judge Mathis. Or Judge Hatchet. There's like 50 of those shows on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I'm at home and I don't work on a weekday, which isn't very often, I will sit there and I have 5 channels on my television because I don't have cable. I just have that little antenna you can stick in the window to get, you know, HD signal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll watch 8 different judge shows because that's all that's on in the weekday... Like, from 1 till 4, it's all judges. What are you doing over there?
I'm moving my microphone closer.
You were doing it so carefully, though, just, like, slowly inching it away. Like that bitch that stole from the store the other day.
Oh, yeah,
did she get caught?
She got caught.
Good. Yeah, I was grateful to see that the next day. I'm like, good.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I almost feel bad for her, because she...
Dumb bitch.
When I went on her... Because me and John from another store that I can't name... Also, it's not the John you're thinking of. Yeah. long story. We caught her. We tracked her down. I mean, he, again, this man has probably saved my ass 3 or 4 times in the past month. I really owe him a cake at this point. Or another Pepsi. I gave him one of my Pepsis from my private reserve the other day.
Private reserve Pepsi. The real sugar that you've been aging for years. Aged,
like fine wine.
Yeah, aged 2 years. That's how you know it's good.
God.
But I went on her Facebook because I found out her name. And I was giving this info to the cops, and it's just pictures of her and her kids and her 3 kids and 2 kids and little kids and slightly older kids. And I thought, man, I wonder if this one thing that I'm getting her busted for is going to ruin her life. It's going to mess up her life with her kids. And for a moment, I hope it does.
Well, for a moment.
For a moment. I'm still human, goddammit. I'm not Donald Trump.
I hope it does ruin her life.
I gave her a chance. That's the thing, is I followed her out to her car after I knew she had stolen it.
Yeah.
And I said, give it back. I wasn't going to call the cops, just give it back. And she lied to my face and said, no, I didn't take it. Sir, I didn't take it. And, you know, without hard evidence, what can I do? I said, okay, but if I find out you're lying, I'm going to the cops. Sir, I didn't take it, sir. Okay. Of course she fucking took it. Of course she did. And now you got caught for it.
Yeah.
I hope it was worth the $30 you got in cash to fuck your life up, you know? I hope the meth was worth it, because if you had seen her teeth...
Yeah, I hope it does fuck her life up, and I hope her kids get taken away from them because... Her kids deserve better parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of message does that send? Yeah.
Any child deserves to be raised by a human goddamn being.
Yeah.
Rather than some messed out piece of shit.
Yeah. I wish you could have been in here when she was here. I never criticize or judge any customer I have. I love our customers. You know, we love our customers. I mean that 100%. But she comes in, she's all hopped up on Goofenthal. And she starts making baby noises. She's laughing and giggling about stuff. I knew something was wrong with her. I'm keeping my eye on her. Of course, Fonzie came in and needed to talk to me, as he always does. And a little bit of a distraction there. And as I told him later, this is what happens when we're distracted at work. Things get stolen. You know? which he said, oh, okay. And then he left and, you know, said, I'm sorry. Then he came back the next day as soon as I opened and stood at the counter the entire time until I finally said, dude, I've got work to do. I can't hang out with you all the time. I'm sorry. And I think I hurt his feelings and he walked off. And I felt bad about it, but Jesus Christ, people.
You need to know other people need space.
Yes, space is important. Because everyone always wants me to hang out outside of the show and outside of work, and I never hang out with anybody. And I think I offend people because I don't hang out with them. But I'm a very private person. I generally don't like to talk to people. And that's hard to believe because I work here at the game store and then I do this show. But generally, I'm very socially awkward now. I've changed a lot. I'm very socially awkward. And I don't have a lot of patience, you know?
Yeah, and
Louis,
understandable.
And even if it hurt Fonzie's feelings, you know, which I do feel kind of bad for him.
I do too, because I like Fonzie.
Anybody listening to the show knows who Fonzie is, knows what's going on with that.
Yeah,
but you do have to let him know when his behavior goes over a line.
Yeah,
I don't think that's ever a bad thing. It's how you react to it.
Right.
You can only hurt him by coddling him and treating him like. You know, like he doesn't, like he can't.
Like he's not an adult.
Like he's incapable of understanding your concerns.
Well, isn't that a problem with America now, with how PC we've become, is that we're afraid to criticize people for anything? Yeah. Because they've always got an excuse of why it's okay that they do it.
Yeah.
But it's not okay.
It's that kind of attitude, and it's that kind of culture that's created these special Tumblr snowflakes.
Or the crazies that support Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned this earlier. I want you to talk about this more. You mentioned Tumblr and somebody says that they're a sexual bat. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, okay.
Ethan, you'll want to pay attention to this.
Yeah, these people. I've had a friend who goes on Tumblr. Like, I've been friends with her for like 7 years. She got into this really heated debate with me when I honestly just had questions. And it got to the point to where like, I thought you were my friend.
Wait, is she a sexual bat?
I don't even know what a sexual bat is. I was just like, Tumblr. She goes on Tumblr, like, a lot.
Tumblr is like Reddit for people that haven't quite... It's Reddit for people who aren't quite smart enough for Reddit or not quite disturbed enough to go on Reddit.
I go on 4chan. Yeah. That's...
Well, you're just a 4chan fucking is sick, the next pervert step child up molester.
Thanks.
4chan is the next step up in disturbedness.
Yeah.
And then there's the deep web.
We're staying far away from that deep web. I told you my experience with 4chan, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's like, go on there, look up anime pictures, there's a picture of a beheaded corpse, the next one's a picture of a 7-year-old with sperm all over her. Done immediately with 4chan.
I stay away
4chan
from
4chan is a den of just crazy
a hive of
shitty
scum and villainy.
Yeah. The Thanks. Wretched hive of Sorry. Scum and villainy.
But yeah, what about the bat freaks?
Okay.
What is that term?
What's
exactly?
A sex bat?
All right. There are these people that have come up with all these different adjectives and classifications for themselves. A lot of them have the suffix gender onto the word. And a lot of them have the suffix kin, K-I-N, on the word. And the kin people believe themselves to, on the inside, be something other than what society says they are. They're like transgendered people, but crazy. Like,
well, we just lost the kin listenership. Thank you.
Oh, fuck you, kin people.
Well, we really lost them now.
By Nate.
By Nate. But no, there are people that refer to themselves as dragon kin. And like, pony kin. And Wolfkin.
By Nate, by Billy.
And Batkin.
By Dylan.
And just fucking...
I get it.
I get it too. But yeah, they feel like on the inside, they really are a dragon. And you just don't understand.
That's the new wave in America.
And these people go so far as to demand that if they are sitting on a couch, the seat next to them is off limits. Nobody else can sit there because that's where their tail is. Like, and if you sit on their tail, it'll hurt them.
I'm trying, like...
Yeah.
This is the society you want to be a part of, Ethan.
I don't want to be a part of it. I have to be, and I'm just trying to make it...
Why do you have to be?
Because I fucking live here.
Oh.
Yeah, what's happened, America? We used to be so, you know, back in the old days when we beat our wives, we would do it behind closed doors, no one would ever know about it. Now everything has to come out and everybody's all weird and shit. Why can't we just go back to beating people in behind closed doors? And not allowing certain people to shop in our stores.
I've read stories of people who refer to themselves as Dragonkin getting in trouble with their parents because invariably these people are all teenagers. And if they're not teenagers, then they're 30-something people that still live with their parents. People that refer to themselves as Dragonkin getting in trouble with their parents because they will pry the jewels out of their parents' jewelry.
Yeah, because dragons are attracted to wealth. Yeah. Yeah.
And
everybody knows that.
And the complaint is, well, my mom just doesn't understand. I have to eat these diamonds because I'm a dragon on the inside.
Like, I feel so
And it goes bad even farther than that. Because some people refer to themselves as nightkin. They only feel like themselves at night. Or shadowkin, where they feel a literal connection.
Shadowkin, that's a move in Street Fighter.
What?
I was like,
whichever. They refer to themselves as shadowkin, where they feel this kindredship, this connection with actual shadows, as in absence of light. And they feel like that's what they are. And quasarkin, they believe themselves on the inside to have the spirit of an exploding star.
Why do you research this so much?
I don't.
What's wrong with you?
I don't. I just find it.
You're a detective, Ken.
Ugh.
Like,
and gender. These people refer to their own gender as bat gender and night gender.
That's not how genders work.
And if they're a bat gender, they
actually
don't.
Genders don't even work the way they used to work anymore.
Nope.
And bat gender people believe themselves to not have a gender during the daytime, but whenever the sun goes down, whatever gender they are comes out. So they're like a male or a female bat gender.
Now, I want to put a disclaimer on this show that the views expressed by CJ Tatum are those of CJ Tatum. Because I fully support transgender people.
I do too. Yeah.
But where do you draw the line? Like you said, there are people that, this isn't just like a game to them. There are people that legitimately believe they are animals. Like,
and these people.
Is that acceptable?
No.
But how is that less acceptable than a guy who thinks he's a girl or a girl thinks he's a guy?
Because gender is something that happens within the human body and the human brain. There are physiological differences between a male and a female human. And transgender people have been shown to have the neurological mappings of the gender that they actually identify as.
I can see at least one person right now who's listening is going, that's not right. I'm writing a letter. I feel the letter being typed right now.
And then we'll make a song about
it. Go ahead.
And then we'll make a song about it.
Go ahead. If I'm wrong, correct me.
Yes.
But transgender Blogzilla, people.
Or Podzilla 1985. Transgender at hotmail.com.
Transgender people have a legitimate thing that's actually going on inside them that they need addressed. While these bat gender or wolf gender people just believe themselves to be animals.
You see it as like transgender people have legitimate problem, or not problems.
A legitimate condition. A legitimate way of being.
Like they're actually trying to figure themselves out while these other people are just
While these wolfkin people and these bat gender people, they're just teenagers that want to be special.
But, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, the men that thought they were women, the women that thought they were men were treated the same way. These people have problems. They're not this
20, way. 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we didn't have fMRIs.
I mean, like, to me, this sounds like this whole bat can and whatnot sounds more like of a mental issue.
Yeah, but again, that's what they said transgender issues were. They were mental issues. In 30, 40 years, are we going to become such a PC society that's accepting of everything? We've become accepting of everything. No matter what quirk you have, it's fine to be that way. Are we gonna pass a law where two batkin can get married to five horses? Not sounding like the fucking crazies that support Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Just for the record, I don't necessarily believe in the things I'm saying, but I'm playing devil's advocate and saying, well, what if? Because one of the arguments I heard is, what if somebody feels like they are inside, internally, they're a 14-year-old? Can they theoretically have sex with a 14-year-old because that's how they identify?
That's called Peter Pan syndrome.
Wasn't he gay?
Peter Pan? I don't know.
He always took Wendy.
Well, he always took her out, but he never really. It's like Ash in Pokemon.
Well, he Ash had all is those immortal. Women
chasing him, huh?
Ash is immortal. We
He's
all
a clone.
Know
Did you listen to the Polka Conspiracy?
Yes, and I disagree with it.
Uh-oh.
No, we don't have time for it, though.
Yet. Oh, we don't.
I got to open the store. In fact, we got to wrap this up right now.
And any furries that I may know, any furries that may know me,
Billy.
I'm not talking about furries.
Billy.
He's talking about actual people who legitimately believe
that they're animals. I'm not talking about furries. I'm not talking about people who are keen on animals and you know, have, you know, kind of a sexual thing with an animal. I don't care.
Hey, we're kinky. We like putting up our ass and a popsicle stick in our mouths.
I'm not talking about furries. I'm talking about people who believe themselves to, on the inside, really just have the spirit of a wolf. That's nonsense. Quantify that.
And anime sucks too.
I believe that.
I said it.
On your inside, that you can, if you are comfortable with yourself, that's good, that's great. It's good to know that you're comfortable with yourself and you know who you are. But out in public, out in society, you need to keep that in mind, that people don't agree with you, and that's fine. You just need to...
This is a whole show on its own. Like, we need to save this for a whole other show. All right. I've been wanting to do a gender identification or just an identification show for a while. So let's save that for that. We got to wrap this up. We're on a time crunch today. Got to open the store and make some money for Mr. Chapman.
Okay.
So, CJ.
Yep.
Ethan, thank you for appearing. We're going to do this again. We got to talk about the gender equality. We got to talk about the transgenders. We got to talk about the bat genders, all that stuff. We'll cover that on the next one. I believe Jesse, Krista, Steven, and Stephanie are doing a Nerd Up live from Rooster Teeth Expo. Mm-hmm. They're going to be posting that pretty soon. We'll have this up very soon. And we'll be back on Tuesday for some more fun on the Podzilla 1985 Network, where we almost have one show a day and soon to have 2, 3, 4, 5 shows a day. We're going to have our own network pretty soon. So
it's good to know.
Excited about that. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great start to your week. Have a great
work
week.
Sorry to anyone who I've angered.
Welcome to Podzilla.
Welcome to Podzilla.
Have a great one, guys.
All right.
Bye, everybody.